for you.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q, the big station.
This is the midday news for Thursday, August 29. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Leader of the Parliamentary Opposition and UWP Lennox Linton has once again described removal of healthcare services in the Northeast as a crime against humanity. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says he is naming a shadow cabinet in a new phase in his campaign to force President Nicolas Maduro from power. And Thailand's Supreme Court has upheld the death sentence for two Burmese migrant workers convicted of murdering two British backpackers on a Thai resort island in 2014. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and the Maxwell Group.
Give your kids a new start this term with back-to-school deals from Courts. Save big with great deals store-wide. Get desktop, laptops, tablets, backpacks, and so much more. Get it all now with Courts Ready Finance, with nothing down and nothing to pay for 30 days. Get a new start back to school with great deals from Courts, bringing value home.
That's the sound of kids heading off for summer vacation. But guess what? As soon as you look around, it's time to prepare for back to school. Fast Cash is now offering loans to purchase all the school supplies your kids will need. A back-to-school summer loan of $15,000 will ensure they enter the new school year with confidence. And you'll be confident. It was all made possible by Fast Cash. Smarter. Faster. Better. Fast Cash.
Mother Nature or human nature? Are you fully protected from the unexpected? At Maxwell Insurance Agency, Agents Frenagico, we want to make sure you have the right coverage, like the structure of your home or business and its contents from natural disasters, automobile damages, theft and injury to its passengers, or simply your own personal coverage. Come speak to a Maxwell Insurance rep today to help you determine how much and what coverage is right for you. Call us on 440-6900 for a free insurance review so you can check it off your list and off your mind. Located at 36 Kings Lane, Roseau, we are Maxwell Insurance Agency.
Leader of the opposition, UWP Lennox Linton, has once again described the removal of healthcare services in the Northeast in 2014 as having been a calculated crime against humanity.
It is genocidal persecution of a group of people because of politics, plain and simple. People are suffering. People have died and continue to die for want of basic health care services when the people's money, under the control of the persecutors of Margot, is more than enough to provide these services. Now the victimized people, the persecuted people of Margot, are being told they must end the crimes against their humanity by voting for their persecutors.
Linton stated that the Dominican population as a whole needs to understand that it has a role to play in the resolution of an apparent political war against the people of the Marigot constituency.
And every now and again, there's the occasional scorn and ridicule for severely battered people who quite miraculously are still standing. And somehow, Dominica doesn't seem to get it that Dominica has a role to play in the resolution of this long-standing war, this persecution against the people of Margot for politics. That's all it is. And they're telling Margot people, change your politics or we will continue our crimes against your humanity.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton. The Dominica State College is holding its orientation week 2019 from Monday, September 2nd to Friday, September 6th at its Stock Farm campus. Orientation is a week-long series of programs to welcome new students and to create a seamless transition from secondary school to tertiary education. It includes opportunities to meet key administrators, faculty, and staff members, as well as to attend workshops, presentations, and fun activities. All this is geared toward helping the new students to readily embrace college life at the DSC. During orientation week, students will not only learn about the rules and regulations at the school and the programs and resources, but will also be given the chance to receive academic advice and register for classes. The formal opening ceremony will take place on Monday, September 2nd from 9 a.m. at the DSC Lower Campus parking lot at Stock Farm. The major highlights of the ceremony will be a charge to the students from the president of the DSC, Dr. Donald Peters, as well as an address by the PS in the Ministry of Education. All new students of the Dominica State College are asked to attend the opening ceremony and then go into the rest of the day's orientation activities. Senator Ronald Charles is very concerned and disturbed by the way in which housing assistance is being distributed by the governments to the people of the Roseau Valley. Senator Charles has been one of the many active voices that openly expressed concern for the ordinary person, all the while revealing that the hidden truths not shown in its entirety or even hidden. Senator Charles posed a question to DLP's Roseau Valley MP, Dr. Colin McIntyre, asking him to reveal to the public how much money was actually allocated to the Roseau Valley for housing assistance, as second-class treatment is being given to many of the people of the Roseau Valley.
I'm very much concerned and very much disturbed by the way in which housing assistance is given by the government to the people of the Roseau Valley. Over the past weeks, there has been some assistance given to a few persons in the Roseau Valley. Firstly, I would like to ask the parliamentary representative, Dr. Colin McIntyre, the outgoing parliamentary representative, how much money was allocated to the Roseau Valley for housing assistance? Because what disturbs me is it appears to be almost comical that we in the Roseau Valley are treated like almost second-class citizens. You heard in the government speaking of how much money they give to Collio, how much money they give to Mao, how much money they give to this in terms of housing assistance. But I don't know, unless I've been subjected to some correction, I have never heard from the Roseau Valley what is allocated.
He says it is understood that all monies are coming through the Trafalgar Village Council and questions why the other village councils are not receiving their fair share for distribution.
It's my understanding further that all monies for housing comes from the Trafalgar Village Council. I believe if there are other village councils like the Mount Prosper Village Council, the question is why X amount of money is not given to them so that they can take care of some of the housing assistance that are needed in their community. And Trafalgar take care of Trafalgar. And Cochrane takes care of Cochrane, and Luda takes care of Luda, you know. I am disturbed by this. And what is disheartening is that you have persons that has never received anything in terms of housing assistance.
He says what's going on isn't equitable housing assistance, but rather the DLP using a strategy to gain votes.
Now, this housing program that is being used in disguise, in my mind, this little 2,000 and 3,000, and most of the people that are receiving quote-unquote housing assistance, they live in with their parents. So this is not housing assistance. This is the Dominican Labour Party doing what they do best to gain political votes. So I'm really, really concerned, and I would like the parliamentary representative to answer to me. There are other issues as it relates to the Coptol community. Why is it, for example, a wall has not yet been built for the Coptol community?
Senator Ronald Charles, the Roseau City Council is extending heartfelt sympathy to the family of the late Councillor Yvonne Soans, who served on the council for over three terms. Soans will be laid to rest today. Irene John is the mayor of Roseau.
Whoever
thought that when Soans left Dominica to go on vacation, that he was going to return to us in a casket. We are saddened by his death, and he's going to be missed. At every meeting, Soane sits in a particular spot in the council. And we know that when we look in that area and Soane is not there, we know that it is going to have an impact on the council.
Mayor of Roseau, Irene John. Minister for Agriculture, Reginald Ostrey, says Cabinet has taken the decision to ban the importation of the poisonous chemical Roundup into Dominica. Ostrey says they are also looking at all the other chemicals that are being used in the industry to see how they will get rid of these high toxic chemicals from the country.
But we must find a replacement for the farmers. That is why in this package, it makes provisions for chainsaws, it makes provision for brush cutters, it makes provision for wheelbarrows, it makes provision for tillers. So when we come to you with the sensitization plan, you will determine what exactly you want, what package you need, what package you require. And for those of you who farm on flatlands and you can use your swiper to cut the grass, you can also request as part of the package a swiper. So you will, for once and for all, get off chemicals and swipe the grass and cut the grass and make it easy for your agriculture.
Meantime, Ostrey says government is looking at the feeder roads in Carhome for the best solution to provide motorable access to the farms.
We looked, we took notes, and we're hoping that within the shortest possible time and that all those entities can meet and come together and to advise government as to what is it that can be done to bring some relief to the farmer. It's going to be challenging. We have some water courses that will create a further landslide if not addressed properly. But to say the farmers are in very, very high spirit, and they are committed, really, to food production in this country and to improve our food security. And the government has given them a commitment that as soon as we get the drawings, we get the designs, we get the advice, we'll move immediately to ensure that we can create, probably initially on a temporary basis, but to make access to the farms more trouble on a permanent basis.
Minister for Agriculture, Reginald Ostrey. Tina Alexander of Lifeline Ministries says her organization continues to remain steadfast in the fight against abuse in Dominica by providing effective counseling to victims of abuse. Alexander told Q95 News on Wednesday she is touched by the stories told to her by victims who are under the organization's counseling sessions and finds comfort in the fact that the victims develop the confidence to make police reports and stand up to their abuser.
And the other area, of course, is in counselling. And we're still counselling people who want to explore what happened to them when they were children or wanting to make reports about what's happening to them now. So we do provide some counselling in that area. And that's been positive, too, to see women get courage to speak out. Not just women, and men also. Courage to speak out and make reports where they need to be made. And see people brought to justice, but also to see the victims themselves recover and grow.
Tina Alexander of Lifeline Ministries. Domlec has awarded two more scholarships to students for this 2019-2020 academic year. Acting Human Resource and Administration Manager of Domlec, Claudia Brumont, says with over 33 years in existence, the scholarship program has proven to be successful and has impacted the lives and welfare of individual families and the wider community. Brumont says as an organization, Domlec is elated to be part of a system that empowers and creates opportunities for educational and personal advancement in young people.
As a demonstration of our commitment to this program, we are once again pleased to make this presentation to the 2019 scholarship recipients. On this occasion, we take this opportunity to commend Nia Bell, she's a former scholarship recipient, on her achievement for exceptional performance in the 2019 CSEC examination. Nia attended the Cassie Bruce Secondary School. Currently, we have 17 students enrolled in the scholarship award program. The addition of two more students into the program for the 2019 academic school year will increase the number of scholarship recipients to 19.
Brumont says the scholarship will cover the cost of textbooks at the value of $400 a year, stationery at $100 a year, and transportation at $50 where necessary.
And the CX examinations, we cover that also for the 5 year, at the end of the 5 year period. And this is contingent upon the student's performance. This year, we are pleased to congratulate the 2019 scholarship recipients as follows. We have Lionel Langley. He's a former student of the Goodwood Primary School. Lionel will attend the Dominica Grammar School. The second student, we have Makita Charles. She's a former student of the Roosevelt Douglas Primary School. and Makeda will attend the Portsmouth Secondary School. It is often said that education is the greatest foundation an individual can ever have. Students, as you begin your journey to a secondary education, we encourage you to remain focused, committed, and motivated to achieve your career goals. Make the right choices. Be responsible for your actions and engage in activities that will help in your personal development and goal achievement.
Acting Human Resource and Administration Manager of Domlec, Claudia Brumont. And the Football Foundation of St. Lucia and 767 Sports Movement will present a major under-19 football tournament beginning on Sunday, September 1st. According to Director of 767 Sports Movement and President of the Dominica Basketball Federation, Dunstan Maggie Peters, this collaboration surpasses just regional opportunities for Dominicans and St. Lucians. It also provides qualified players the opportunity to compete at the international level. Sunday's event will be held at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium.
On Sunday, we're going to have a tournament, a football, a 19 and under football tournament, and that's in collaboration with the Frickie Foundation of St. Lucia, which is the foundation which has been helping, which we have made a link between 767 and this foundation, and that has been responsible for helping a lot of football players, young football players from Dominica to go out in the state to play in different colleges. And so they want to establish a tournament in Dominica, and we have collaborated with 767 Sports Entertainment, and we're going to be doing that on Sunday. It's going to be in the Winter Park from 9 a.m., and we have about 8 teams taking part in that. You know, Tarish, United, Harlem, United, Mao, Avestate, you know, and so on. You know what I mean? And so that's going to be happening on Sunday.
Dunstan Maggie Peters. In other news here this afternoon, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says he's naming a shadow cabinet in a new phase in his campaign to force President Nicolas Maduro from power. Guaido on Wednesday said the five newly picked aides are preparing for a transition of government and new elections. Guaido claimed presidential powers in January as head of the National Assembly, saying Maduro's election last year was a fraud. Guaido is calling on popular opposition figure Leopoldo Lopez to serve as the general coordinator, though he lives in the Spanish ambassador's home in Caracas for protection. And Thailand's Supreme Court has upheld the death sentence for two Burmese migrant workers convicted of murdering two British backpackers on a Thai resort island in 2014. Zhao Lin and Wai Fio, also known as Win Zhao Tun, were found guilty of rape and murder of Hannah Witheridge, 23, and the murder of David Miller, 24, on December 24, 2015. The bodies of the young Britons were discovered in September of 2014 on a beach on a Koh Tao, a small island in the Gulf of Thailand. They were partially undressed and had sustained severe head injuries. That's the midday news. First, a recap of the headlines. Leader of the parliamentary opposition, Lennox Linton, has once again described removal of healthcare services in the northeast as a crime against humanity. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says he is naming a shadow cabinet in a new phase in his campaign to force President Nicolas Maduro from power. And Thailand's Supreme Court has upheld the death sentence for two Burmese migrant workers convicted of murdering two British backpackers on the Thai resort island in 2014. The news is once again brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and the Maxwell Group. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
It's for you.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global.